The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive from the parking lot of R&R RV at 525 East Francis on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thanks again to BECU for matching the last hour of donations. Always appreciate that. And to Northern Quest Resort and Casino for matching the 7 to 8. Let's do it again tomorrow. So if you haven't, if you didn't get in on it, you can do it again tomorrow. Also, you can make your donations online right this very second, like $283 worth of people did yesterday. And it's super simple to do. You can go online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. Click on that. You'll see the big graphic there on our website. You can also check out our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. It's there. And just text food to 509-441-0999.
Food. It is always that easy. I mean, you just get the link right back. You make your donation, and, you know, you're done. Then you can just sit back and listen to us and enjoy all the nonsense.
And boom.
Dabba dabba food. No, that's not it?
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
Dabba dabba food.
Why don't you ask Rick how he felt about it?
How do you feel about it, Rick?
You got to chuckle, so it's good enough.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Good enough, that's how I live my life.
Good enough is how he lives his life, everybody. I mean, I've been, obviously, you've been paying attention to the hurricane scenario. And the new tropical storm that's headed in, I saw that they were trying to get out of, I think it was Tallahassee? No.
Tampa Bay area, I think.
And it was one of the other towns outside of Tampa that doesn't, I don't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, it took them 4.5 hours to go 60 miles.
Really?
Because obviously everybody's trying to go north. You know, they're trying to get out of the area. And I'm just like, man, they are just taking a pounding.
Yeah,
it is. Taking a pounding.
It is just not good. I mean, there's nothing good about it. It's just one of those where you're like, hey, you just had not a lot of fun, and now you get more.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's,
you know,
understand
that more than Katrina.
What's that?
The death toll and the damage they think might be, well, the death toll for sure is higher than Katrina.
From Helena?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, because I think, you know, for our lifetime anyway, Katrina was like kind of like the one.
Yes.
And
and major city. It went to
New Orleans.
City.
So, but, you know, this one is just, I mean, it's just been devastating. And I think there's, so, you know, sometimes those things will make you look at, like, well, my little problems are not problems. You know,
sure,
when you see stuff like that, you're like, it's just so devastating and so widespread and just,
well, like, man, we talked about yesterday, it's like, okay, you see that stuff and it's, the recovery is so long.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
So hard. And your money helps, obviously, but it takes a while. Where that's like with the food drive, we're kind of going, oh, hey, donate some food or donate some money, and then people will be enjoying that right away.
Well, and you know exactly what it is.
You know, yes, it's so simple.
You know exactly where it's going. And I think that is one of the things, because, you know, obviously when we started it 29 years ago, we were trying to decide, and that was one of the reasons why we decided, because it's easy to figure out where it goes, and it's easy to, you know, everybody can do it. Somebody's hungry,
shocking,
we feed them. Yeah,
that we wanted a simple charity.
Well, you know what? Keep it simple.
Hey, and that's what works for us. I have a little country news story here, if you don't mind. Rick is here. Rick likes country music, and he likes to be opinionated.
Does
it
have anything to do with your guy, Eric Church? Because I did. That was cool when they announced that concert.
I can give you that one.
That's concert good. For the Carolinas.
Very awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, Luke Combs and Eric Church and a couple other
Billy Strings.
Billy Strings.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it will be hosted by...
Also, do you know Billy Strings has a sister named Silly?
Is that true?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It'll be hosted by Marty Smith from ESPN, who is wonderful, and Caleb Presley, who is, you know, Sunday Conversation, one of the funniest guys on Barstool Sports. They will be hosting it. So that's that. But who is the most in-demand country artist right now? Who is the most in-demand country artist right now?
Now, does this include all social, concerts, and all that stuff?
This includes, all of it, man.
It includes,
It's going to be
entertainmentfocus.com is the people that are doing this.
I mean,
this
Morgan seems like the obvious one. Yeah. But, yeah, maybe not.
You don't want my opinion. But
Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll. Could
Jelly
be
Roll, yeah.
Post Malone?
Posty, yeah.
Don't say Beyonce.
Well, we said countries.
I won't. Entertainmentfocus.com says that it is indeed Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, nice.
Said, Rick, forget all the boys. Jelly, Morgan, and Post were the top finishing guys on this list. But said not only is she the reigning CMA and ACM Entertainer of the Year, but since 2020, she's done 15 collaborations with other artists.
Fair.
That shows demand right there. She's also back on Yellowstone.
By the way, have you heard the Ernest collaboration with Lainey?
I have not.
Oh, I'll play that for you next.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You like it, Rick?
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. That is such glowing, a glowing review.
Well, no, it's something I'm not going to like. Hey, I'll listen to it if it's on there, and I'm not going to punch on my phone. Let's go find this, and, you know.
If it shows up,
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, what you said there.
I mean, it's no Eric Church, but we'll move on with our lives.
No, it's not, because it's actually good.
Whoa. Fight.
Well, I mean, give me a good song. I'll play it, bro.
I'll give you lots of good songs. You know what album I listened to on the way here this morning was the Pure Country album.
Really?
Isn't that where your wedding song came from?
It is. Yeah, that's kind of it.
I watched that movie here a couple weeks ago, and that album is so good.
It really is a good album.
His wedding video? You watched that?
Yes, he was really, really bored.
So, you know, Steve, I will tell you about this. Pure Country was from 1993, and George Strait was in it, and it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good. I like that movie.
And the soundtrack was amazing. And Jay had a wedding, and his song from the end of the movie was his wedding song.
Yeah, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
He's trying to make jokes. All right.
Well, I mean, the lady obviously just was added to the hosting duties for the CMAs.
Yes, yep, that is mentioned as well. It is amazing.
Was in that bar or restaurant in Scotland that Eric from the Second Harvest
told
us about.
That's right. He told us about that story. She is everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, it blew my mind because she was at John. She was with John Party back in, 2021 or 2022 at the Northern Quest.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, I'm like, okay, she's good. And then she did the Knitting Factory in, January? But they were pushing her first album, but her song took so long to get to number one.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept pushing and pushing.
Yeah.
It felt like it was forced to get to number one.
That happens.
And now her other stuff comes out. I'm like, okay, I did not like it that they did that, but I like it that her new stuff is actually, you know, pretty good and not forced upon you.
Right, yeah, I see what you're saying. Because sometimes you're like, well, they just grind it out for a year, and you're like, well, let's just move to the next song.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, we had the same thoughts many times. Anything else, Kevin? I mean, I hated to cut you off. I didn't want to cut you off.
I was just talking, Lainey. I think we're good there. Let's see. 22% of people with iPhones admit that they look down on Android users.
Only 22%.
And I would say probably 100% of Android users look down on Android. I would say that's a pretty easy stat. Yeah. All right, here it is. This is the new Ernest and Lainey song.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Just started thinking that it may have perhaps been...
Kevin James.
Excuse me.
It was not excuse me.
Excuse me very much.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Days, I'm going to actually figure out that you can't hold that button. If you hold it, it doesn't turn on.
Yeah.
You have to tap it, but if I tap it and my hand's cold, it also won't go on.
Tap it in, Jay.
It's not a putt, Kevin.
Just tap it
in. It's not a putt, for crying out loud.
Go home, ball. Get in your home.
Why makes you want to watch that movie.
So good.
Yeah.
Sequel coming soon.
I was going to say, we're all excited for the sequel, right?
Sure, yeah. Rick, you said you just watched Better Call Saul. How many seasons of it is there?
I think there's 5 or 6. I watched the first season.
That's a big commitment.
It's okay.
Are they long seasons like Breaking Bad?
I haven't looked into it, but the first season is only 10 episodes.
Okay.
So I don't know. I haven't looked into the other ones yet. I'm sure somebody will let me know, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so good.
Are you the kind of guy who likes doing the binging of stuff like that?
Yeah. I'll binge things like crazy. And
yeah.
I mean, oh, it's midnight. I should go to bed. No, I got one more episode left.
Oh, man, we've done that so many
just
times.
Just one more.
So many times. And then it's, I mean, we have literally done that where it's, well, why are you tired? I'm not that tired. Well, one more. Well, we can't leave now. We only have two episodes left.
As it sucks you in.
Oh, man, I love what it says. Only two episodes left of this season.
Yeah.
And my wife will go, well, that's only like 2 hours. I'm like, well, it's 1:30.
Yeah.
So
but
that's going to be tough tomorrow, but sure.
Yeah, it's just like.
I will go do you guys all a favor now, because I've had to sit through the tough way of doing it, watching the show Bad Monkey.
Oh,
that's the Vince Vaughn one. It's been really good.
You had to watch it every week?
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Like, it's a cliffhanger. I think I watched the first four episodes, and then since then, the last six have been one at a time. And I'll get the little message, the new episode of Bad Monkey is out. And I'm just like, instantly want to go watch it.
And what is that one about?
He is a former police officer.
Okay.
Go figure. He's a police officer who doesn't follow the rules sometimes, and he's kind of gotten in trouble.
Never heard of that concept for
whatever.
A show.
Yeah. He lives down in Key West.
Okay.
Life is just supposed to be simple. He used to be a Miami guy.
I got you.
And this is an Apple Plus show?
Yep, but there is trouble brewing. A fishing boat catches an arm.
Oh, that's great.
They catch an arm, and then they have to try to find a body. Vince Vaughn gets involved chasing this whole story down, and it is an absolute
amusing,
wild,
thrilling mystery.
Yeah, it is wild.
Funny? Is he funny in it?
Yeah.
So he does the funny part, and
he does. He does his funny lines and his little. It's good. I didn't know if I liked it at first. There was a lot of storylines trying to develop. But as it goes, you understand more and more why they're all important.
Yeah, I watched Wedding Crashers here not too long ago, and you forget how funny he really was.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got some good lines. He is. He's funny in this, and I think tonight is the last episode.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm excited to finally see what happens.
And it's season one, you said, yeah?
Season one, yeah.
Okay.
So, but now they'll all be out, so you guys can watch it.
That's the way to do it.
And Ben's watched 10 of them.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not an Apple Plus guy, Seth. The only one they have Mariners games on, I'll pay the $5 to watch that one Mariners game.
Is that what, not per game?
No, it was just for the month.
Okay.
I mean, if I have it for a month, I'll catch up on shows.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I'm not going to keep it, you know, I mean, Netflix.
Yeah, I hadn't had it.
All the stuff.
And I did just get it to watch
football?
This show.
Oh.
I got it to watch this show, and I know that season two of Shrinking is coming.
Oh, man, yeah.
And so that was another one I wanted to watch.
Have you seen that one, Steve?
Yeah.
Shrinking, the first season?
Yeah.
Have you seen that, Rick?
No, I have not.
That you got that one.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It is good.
Because I watch all the How I Met Your Mothers, and he was one of my favorite characters. So, yeah.
And, Steve, what did you say the latest thing you watched was?
I'm working on Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, but season one still? Or are you? No, you're in season two, aren't you?
No, I'm in season three now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What did you think of season two compared to season one?
Season one, I think, is better.
Sure.
But, season two was good. Season three, I'm like three episodes in now, I think.
You're as far as they made it into it.
Yeah,
you guys didn't watch season two.
I didn't watch season two.
Well,
I got halfway through two and stopped. And I said the same thing to my wife. I'm like, it wasn't so horrible that we needed to stop watching it.
No.
We just got distracted and then never went back to it.
Life is life.
I think it goes in order, at least so far. I mean, I haven't really gotten into season three yet, but so far I would rank it 1, 2, 3.
Really? Yeah. Kevin, did you watch all of three?
Wait, is it only four seasons?
Yeah.
They're on the fourth.
This is the fourth? I did not, Jay.
Okay.
I started season four and didn't even go back and watch the end of season three.
So Steve's going to be our expert.
And I enjoyed season four, what I saw in the first three or four episodes, but haven't gone back to it.
Jeez, man. Sometimes I feel like if you've got to try that hard, then maybe just not.
Yeah, I don't understand why. And I did enjoy the episodes, but it's also football season, and that really.
Right. I know, it takes
really
up a lot more time. Rick, when
fun.
You watch these movies.
Oh, Steve. Oh, no. That was just Steve, guys. Everyone, I'll help him up here.
He just bit it so hard. Hey, Rick, you want to turn that heater off?
I'll turn that off.
Are you okay, Steve?
Oh,
that was so great.
I mean, He pulled a Kevin with a whole new level. I always get my foot tangled on a cable or whatever, but I usually stop. Not Steve.
I've never seen anybody fall.
Not producer Steve.
He went down.
Full speed tumble.
The best part was his microphone was on. All he heard was.
That sound was, yeah.
That's unmistakably someone falling
that
down.
That was golden.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I wish I would have been recording.
Oh, Steve. That was hilarious.
And then he just laid there.
He just laid and care. He's like, hey, whatever.
Do I have to get back up or what?
Oh, my gosh. That was classic. Well, that was fun, guys. We can't beat that. But you can come out and watch the next one. Who's just pulled up? Do we know who that is, next? Kevin?
Man, the sun is.
It's hard to see, and it's
burning
now.
My
he's
eye.
Behind
I have
the
new
car.
Sweatshirts on.
Oh, nice! I can't tell who it is, but all I heard them do. All I heard was. Ha, ha, ha. I'm glad we could share that with a listener.
Does he have long hair?
Kevin, I actually can't even hardly see him.
He's got grayish hair.
Grayish hair. I can't see him.
It looks like Jeff.
Jeff.
Well, I guess we'll
find Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's because it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's hard.
I think
it's
it is.
So
I can't
hard to
see him
here.
Very good, but
man,
I don't know.
How you doing, Steve? You okay? That was
Steve. You want to sit down and talk about it?
Entertaining for all of us, brother. I mean, that was incredible. Are you okay? That's the first thing I want to know. Is it broken? Are you okay?
That is very important. We do need to know that for, well, legal reasons.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Foremost. No, I was just.
You got your foot caught on the cord.
So, wait, yeah. Did you leave were the headphones on you?
No, they were on the counter. They were on the table already.
Okay, so you set the headphones down.
Yeah, it all happened in slow motion. I don't really.
And then you jumped up.
You tried to get away.
Yeah, yeah. And,
Yeah, that was great.
I was just excited to see Fisherman Jeff.
That was actually fantastic. Yeah, you're welcome for that, Jeff. That was a freebie. I didn't know you were going to get entertained, did you? Oh, my. No, but it was funny. All right, we're at R&RV. Stop by and see us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Come by.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
I was going to tell you about Seth, Claudia, and the Legacy Group of Keller Williams, and I was going to do it with an impression today, like the Swedish chef from the Muppets.
Hey, my dear. You want to sell your home?
Throw a little Homer in there.
It sounded like a little Ernie, a little Homer.
A
little bit
well,
of
all I know is I don't know whoever, if you live on Sesame Street or any other street, and you're trying to sell your home, Seth, Claudia, and the Legacy Group at Keller Williams.
I would not be that surprised if they've already sold a home on Sesame Street.
It probably have.
They sold a lot of homes. So many every year. It's kind of mind-boggling,
Rick,
right?
Have you ever sold a home, like your own home? Have you ever had to sell a home?
One time.
Well, was it stressful?
No, because I actually, a lady that used to work with me, she was let go from the business, and she went into that, and I was her first sale ever.
Oh, wow. So you already knew. There was already a relationship.
Yeah, it was already a relationship built. So it was
that's nice. Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of Seth, Claudia, and the Legacy Group is they do build those relationships. And, you go, oh, well, my friends, brothers, cousins, second nephews, masseuse who worked at the post office on the weekdays and then sometimes on the weekends, which is a highlighter of career as a DJ for Kevin James, she sold her home.
She's doing real estate.
Yeah.
Or what's weird, too, is like you get the
– what?
There's like all these new real estate agents, and that's great.
Sure. I mean,
good for them, and they could end up being absolutely awesome. But, listen, I could get a good look at a T-bone by...
Right.
Come on.
But I'd rather take Seth and Claudia's word for it.
Check them out. You can just Google Legacy Group Spokane.
T-bone.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
T-bone?
T-bone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a...
Tommy Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, Tommy Boy reference. You ever seen Tommy Boy, Steve?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
You remember it clearly.
It's memorable, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Steve, are you a fall asleep in the middle of a movie guy?
Sometimes.
How about you, Rick?
depends how tired I am. Probably. Oh, no, I mean.
But not mostly?
Or how much I drank, one of the two. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's. Kevin, have you ever fallen asleep?
Okay. It's a drinking movie.
Man, Jay, I used to so much, and I really don't anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's just that I won't start it, or I don't know. Well, you know, I do know what it is. Apparently, when you have a wife and kids and a busy life, you sit down to watch a movie, you're done.
Yeah, you could fall asleep.
That tired. Was the problem. Like, I remember thinking, how did I do all this stuff? Oh, I know how I did all of it. You just kept moving, and you never stopped.
True.
And then when you do stop and go, hey, family, yeah, let's watch a movie.
I started watching The Union with Halle Berry and Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, I need to see that.
It's really good.
I liked it.
I mean, I watched it without my wife, and she's like, have you seen this? I'm like, yeah, I've seen most of it. Don't worry, but we'll watch it again. And about a quarter of the way through, it was like 8:30 at night, and I was like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I would have done the same thing if I had seen it before or not.
Right, just that happened to be a day.
Halle Berry, Kevin, I know you love her, but she looks amazing in that movie.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't age. Neither is Mark Wahlberg, like, either.
Wahlberg.
Yeah, I was going to say the two of them, they both look like they could be
those
about 40.
Those two are ridiculous.
Well, at the end of the movie, they show pictures of them from back in like the early 90s, like, you know, where they were friends back in the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. They look pretty darn close.
It was interesting, yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't fall asleep in it.
When J.K. Simmons is in there, he's...
He's so great.
I showed my wife a picture of him, what he looks like when he has all ripped arms.
She's
like,
man.
That guy looks like that?
Yeah, no, he is.
Don't get no ideas.
He's ripped. Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to look like that.
The movie I just saw the other day with him in it that I really enjoyed, and I forgot that I enjoyed it, was, oh, gosh.
Sons, dads, fathers, brothers.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I had the name of the movie right here in my head.
Who else was in it, Kevin?
Yeah, let's go. We can work this out.
Yeah, Owen Wilson.
Okay.
The main characters are Owen Wilson and Ed Helms.
Okay.
They're brothers.
Yes, it was.
Their father figure.
Yes, it was. That sounds right. I haven't seen that in for a while, though.
Yeah, it'd been a long time since
like
I saw it.
It's like 2015 or 2014.
Yeah, and I just happened to see it on the other night, and I watched it. And J.K. Simmons is one of their potential fathers, and he's funny. Kevin. He's just real good.
And what's the name of it?
Father figure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He's good, or you know what movie's good that he's in?
Yeah, let's see another one.
The Accountant. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, De Niro and...
De Niro?
No, that was a... what's his face?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that's Affleck.
Ben
Affleck.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
It's good.
What? Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
Nope, never seen it.
Good movie.
He's got that new movie coming out with Chris Evans and The Rock and the Santa movie.
I haven't seen that preview.
It's a... J.K. Simmons, does he... play Santa. Whatever.
Wow.
It would seem like he'd play Santa.
Santa went missing or something. I forget. Hold on.
Well, that seems sad.
But if The Rock's going to find him, that's not sad.
It's, yeah, he plays Santa in that movie.
Well, there you go.
Did he not just say The Rock was in the movie?
He did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
It's called Red One.
The Rock.
Red One.
it's the Rock, Chris Evans, and Santa, or J.K. Simmons, I mean.
As Santa.
Also Santa.
And Lucy Liu.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm in. Yeah. J.K. Simmons, one of those guys that I just do like him enough that I would watch a movie with.
You watch all those commercials with him, and he just sucks you right in.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Well, there's your movie reviews, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
That was really something. That I don't great. Know how we got there, but we did.
Yeah. Well, I was just asked a question if you fall asleep during a movie.
And one thing led to another.
That's what happens. That's how it works on the Jay and Kevin
works,
show.
People.
Yep. So stop by and see us here. We are raising money and raising, it starts with awareness, I think, to be honest.
It does.
And then, you know, the donations and the non-perishable food items and the money comes right after that. But the awareness, I think, can help spread the word. And that's what, you know, now that we're in the business part of the day, as opposed to what we were earlier. Which was the nonsense part of the day, I guess.
Well, yeah, and this time of day, everybody's at work.
Yeah, they're pretty locked in where they are. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a great reminder to tell you, you know, you can't make a difference without coming here. And it's just simply donating online. You can just jump on the computer,
yes.
go to our social media, you'll find it. Or if you just want to text food to 509 441-0999. I almost forgot the number. 509-441-0999. Text the word food, and guess what happens? send you a link, and you are hooked up to donate.
Also, if you have an office that tends to want to do these kinds of things, like, you can send us a text and let us know that you did it, and then we'll be, you know, I'd love giving the shout-outs for that stuff.
Yeah, you bet.
Because it's a nice way to challenge other people who might be in your industry. So, yeah, if you, you know, if you get together, you're the person who's, yeah, I collected $200, and then you end up, you know, just making one donation out of it from whatever business, make sure you do that. Let us know, okay? Safe and sound, everybody? Good?
That's it. I think we did it.
That's what I said to Steve when he fell down. Safe, what are you going to do with that video of you laying on the ground? You going to post it? You going to post it, Steve? Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have control over it now. Well, actually, no, you have it too.
Well, yeah. See, that just because somebody texts you it doesn't mean it goes off their phone. You know how it works, right?
It doesn't transfer power.
Wouldn't that be great?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Back live in the parking lot, just hanging out, seeing old friends, stopping by, making donations.
It is kind of funny. I mean, that guy has always been Eric from Toyota.
Yeah.
Yeah, many, many years of them supporting lots of things that we did.
Including this.
Eric, yeah, Eric's retired now.
Yeah, man.
Now he's just Eric from the woods, who is at R&R RV to get an RV.
To buy an RV, yeah.
It's like, okay. Which, I don't know if they're listening. Hey, Dorothy, if you're listening in there.
She is, yeah.
Take care of Eric. Make sure you hook him up.
Yep.
Or he's going to drive to
Indiana
to buy one.
Yeah.
That seems dumb.
Yeah.
Because we're
talking business to Dorothy, bud.
Secret message.
Have you met Dorothy?
Business. Not yet. No.
That'll be awkward.
Why? What'd I say? What'd I do?
Well, nothing. Dorothy. You're just, she's sweet, and you are sweet as well.
She's going to be nice, but
she's
you'll
so great. Are you kidding
you'll
me?
Just be like, well, oh,
Steve, it's going to be awkward because you're Steve.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you Steve.
That's exactly
wrong with that.
Rick.
Don't change it.
That's the perfect. Rick just nailed it. That was the perfect thing.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Great. No, actually, that was a compliment, I believe.
It was a compliment.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You never change, Steve. We love you.
That's right. Exactly. Stay just the way you are. We just have fun with you, and I'm glad you enjoy it
yeah.
to a certain degree. Do you ever call your dad and go,
these guys are mean to me?
So mean. King Peter, please make them stop.
No, never.
Your dad sent me a very nice message.
Very nice.
A week or two ago when I was in my sickness, and he just said, hey, I hope you feel better soon. We're thinking about you, Barb and I, blah, blah, blah.
It was very nice.
Yeah, and cool. I said, hey, I appreciate that. And I said, your son has done a great job picking up the slack. I said, he's doing it all right now, and I said, I really appreciate it. And he said, as he should.
Oh, wow. Okay. He King Petered you.
He did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
It wasn't that's great to hear. It was just, as he should. Yeah, that's his job.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Good to know, Dad.
Do you enjoy the fact that your dad is, you know, having communications with your coworkers?
Not particularly.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
No,
it's
I
would
think that's...
It's just me.
That's true. That's actually a good point.
I'm harmless.
He was actually, we were talking about it when I was on the phone with him a few weeks back, and he goes, I think I'm going to send Kevin a message. And Barb was like, you don't need to do that. That seems a little weird. And so then there was a back and forth of what does he say, and I don't know. It was the whole thing.
It was great. It was a very nice message, and I did appreciate it.
Okay.
I always find it humorous when your parents or family members who are on the phone who are always on speaker. Like, I'm sure you're, Barb and Peter.
Oh, they're not on speaker. Well, sometimes they are.
Oh, okay. Not on your end. On their end, they're on speaker.
No.
Oh, really?
Well, sometimes they are.
Probably talk across the room and say, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they just talk.
Yeah, I just love that.
Not part of the conversation.
They're just having their own conversation.
Yeah,
you're just
kind of
sitting there listening. Like, it has nothing to do. My mom and sister will do that. I'll just wait. I'm just like.
Oh, yeah, Jay, that's a rough one when it's mom and sister, too, because it's just like.
And they're on speaker, and they'll be like, oh, we went to the store the other day to buy some chicken. No, it wasn't chicken, Mom. We went and got some turkey. Was it turkey? I thought it was chicken. No, we got chicken the other day. And then I'll just wait.
It was turkey, I'm sure, because it was on sale. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Remember you had the coupon for Culver's. It was, Culver's. We weren't even at Culver's. We were at, you know, I'm like, oh, okay.
Tuesday
you know, guys.
At 12:15. No, it was Wednesday at 1:05.
I love it. I love it, though.
And you're thinking, I'll wait when there's a...
I usually just look at my wife, and we both just start laughing, and we just kind of wait for it to end.
Yeah,
and then they go on with a very important I bought chicken story.
I will tell you, there are times that I have realized.
It was turkey.
It was turkey. You weren't listening.
There are times when I've realized I'll look at my son or, you know, my son's girlfriend or, you know, my other son if he stopped by, and I'll be telling them something.
And they're just
and
zoned out.
And I kind of get that where I'm like, oh, wait, I'm that guy right
now.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I'm telling you the story you don't care about because I'm just so happy to be talking to somebody because, yeah. You know, I'm old and live alone.
That's right.
No,
that's right.
No, but it is kind of weird. You were like, oh, geez, yeah, that's not great.
Yeah. Half the time they're just looking at their phone anyway when you're talking to them.
Oh, I won't let – I will tell them – you put your phone down and you look me in the eye.
And you wonder why they don't come over. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. It's just me and you, Rick.
I appreciate you guys letting me come out and have a conversation with you guys and enjoying all the wonderful people that have come out.
Yeah,
please,
man.
Please come out and support this, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. You're welcome anytime this week if you want
to. I appreciate it. I probably will take you up on that.
Yeah. Is it true that if people don't donate, you'll know their names and you will make sure their garbage does not get picked up?
I cannot deny or approve that.
Deny or approve.
Yeah. As much as I want to, I still can't.
That's like the ultimate power.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Hey, you do what I say or I'm not picking up your garbage.
Now, that's a...
Just make sure it's in the garbage can, people, because if it's on the side and you have room in your garbage can, yeah, I look down on you.
I mean, that's kind of fair, yeah, actually, to be honest. Yeah.
It's in the contract that they signed.
It is. Yeah. Thanks to Dorothy who just came by. Thank you. Is it Josh? Good to see
you,
buddy.
It.
Thanks for everything, man.
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Thank yeah, you. Sounds good. That was that's Josh from LJ Oil. He was here yesterday, right, Steve? Right after I had to run back to the station?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
awesome.
Right after you left.
Yeah. LJ Oil, one of our people who are keeping the lights on, as they like to say. Is that what they say?
And the heat on, too.
Yeah, and the heat. Yeah, that's true, actually.
Keep
actually, this is real. Come out and see us. We'll be here at R&R RV.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.